Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us with Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Dan Eller. Today is we have our special guest with the South Carolina Girls. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We have the South Carolina Girls here, Julie and Paulette. And, you know, I told them they could come on Friday if they promised that they would help with Giveaway Friday. And they said, ooh, Giveaway Friday. What'd you think of that idea, Julie?
I said, you betcha. We got lots of stuff to give away.
You know, the South Carolina Lottery is such a good thing, but we decided we would do this today. Now, they brought some cool stuff. What exactly did you bring here today?
We have tote bags that are stuffed with a snazzy, camouflage hat.
Oh, good for hunting.
Very good for hunting. Or, just being stylish. You know.
Right.
T-shirts in there, and we have a Lucky Mega Millions keychain and a nice big cup.
Okay. Now, Paulette, so where are the lottery tickets? That's what everybody's been asking me all week long.
Well, we can ring the lottery tickets, but you can go to your local lottery retailer and pick up one.
You can wear your lucky hat that you'll win today
buy
a lottery ticket.
All right. Well, that sounds pretty cool. So this is what Giveaway Friday is going to be about. It's about talking about the lottery, but also giving away good stuff when you answer the question correctly. Now, here's the thing. You have to listen to what they're talking about, and then you get to call in just like we do on regular Giveaway Friday, and today you will win lottery bags here. I tell you what, they are so cool. On our Facebook page, I believe Beth, right at this moment, is loading them up. We took a picture of me. The question is, at the end of the show, they're going to tell me whether I've won the lottery or not. I don't know.
Mega Millions is tonight, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know whether I've won or not, folks. But if you go to our Facebook page, that's WLMA, WCRS Radio, right there on Facebook, you'll see a picture of us, and the question has been asked. It's a secret. It really is a secret. It's so secret, I don't know the answer to it. So anyways, let's talk a little bit about the lottery today. You know, the South Carolina Education Lottery has been around for how long now?
We started in 2002, in January.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. And how is the lottery doing?
We're doing pretty well. We're about where we were last year at this time, and last year was our second best year ever in sales. So that's really good because that means it's even more money for education, and it was one of our best years ever for transfers over to the education lottery account, and that's where the money that we deposit is appropriated out to support education.
It is supporting education, and, you know, in fact, I heard there's been a conversation, you know, this is political season, and we've had so many politicians on that they think more of the money should, you know, we should even do more with the lottery and put more money. Actually, some of it's been talked about going into the general education fund, hasn't it?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that, but some of the money that's in the education lottery account does go to support K-12 education, which is really good. About $599 million has gone to K-12 education. But the majority of the money that we raise, it goes to help students go to college and universities with all the scholarships and grants that we help provide.
That's right. So this is one of those win-win situations, isn't it, where you get to do something for fun, and yet you could have the opportunity to win really big. Now, Paulette, where are you from?
Oh, I am originally from New Jersey. Well, I was born in South Carolina. How about that?
And she has so much family here. We run into them all over the place.
Yeah, that's true. But I've been in South Carolina for 9 years.
For 9 years?
Yes.
Okay. So why did you come back to South Carolina?
My parents actually retired down here, and I'm the only child. They could not leave me.
Okay.
So I came on with them.
All right. And what exactly part do you play with the South Carolina Lottery?
Well, what I handle is the Play Responsibly message, and what we're trying to do is make sure that everybody who plays is playing responsibly within their means, and that is subjective, of course. Mm-hmm. For you, $10 may be a lot. For me, it might be 50 cents.
Yeah.
Okay? and we also want to make sure that we get the information out that if you do have a problem, then there is a place to go. We have a toll-free helpline, the South Carolina Gambling Helpline. I want to give that number. It's 877-452-5155. It's answered by a trained counselor 24 hours a day, seven days a week.
A human being, not a machine.
A person. You call 2 o'clock in the morning and somebody is going to answer and help you.
They might be on a call.
They'll
call you back.
Right, then they'll call you back. But they will provide you, answer any questions you need, let you know where you need to go for assistance, and get you started on a plan to help you. And they work for, actually, DAOTIS are responsible for providing that service, and that's the Department of Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Services.
I imagine some people just call to ask why they haven't won.
Yes, we get a lot of that, too.
Happy when they do win. We've actually had a really good number of winners lately that wanted publicity, so that's really good.
Yeah, we had about $300,000 to $200,000 winners in the last couple of weeks. So.
And they volunteered to let their face be used.
Just since Friday, actually.
Since Friday,
Yeah, they did. No, they did not want publicity. It says for, two of them or one of them? I think the one up in the Greenville area wanted publicity.
Well,
yeah, you can go to our website and click on news, and you can read some winter stories there.
That's right. And what is the website for South Carolina Lottery?
It's sceducationlottery.com. Pretty original, huh?
And we have one also for Play Responsibly. That's playresponsiblysc.com. So
that's,
that's full of information for, the problem gambling side of it.
Just for the record, do we have people that have a lot of problems?
No, we get probably 20 to 30 calls a month to that helpline. Majority of them, like we were saying, are other questions, lottery-related.
Like the numbers for the evening were.
Right, but the National Council on Problem Gambling estimates in South Carolina is probably 1 to 2% of the population actually has a problem, and because of the fact that it's a difficult population to reach, they don't reach out that much for help, we don't get as many as probably we should.
Mm-hmm.
But we want people, if you know someone that you see is having some difficulties,
Without food and buying lottery tickets, that's a problem.
Right, that's a problem. If it interferes in your life negatively in any way, with your relationships or anything of that nature financially, call, ask the question, and,
you'll
try to get some help, yes.
Wow, that's great. You know what? We are going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, you know what I like about these packages here? They're unisex.
Yes,
that's right.
I mean, I'm very impressed. I thought maybe they'd be pink hats.
No.
Guys, you can win on this, too. You'll be wearing the camouflage hat that says South Carolina Education Lottery. You can even share this one, too. Here's another thing. You could share this bag.
Right,
that's
right. Yes, you could.
You guys have done a great job here. When we come back, we're going to start asking some questions, and you will have to fill in the answers, so don't you go away. You're listening to 1350 AM right here with me, Ann Eller, and Julie and Paulette from the South Carolina Education Lottery. It's going to be fun. It is a way that you can win, even if you don't win the lottery. Stay right here with us.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You are with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller and special guests, the South Carolina girls. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Okay, we are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We have Julie Huffman. We have Paulette Parker-Smith. Paulette, P-P-S.
That's correct. It's better than it used to be. It used to just be pee-pee.
All right. Well, anyways, we are getting ready to have a good time here. Jeff says the phones are already ringing off the hook. People want to know what they've won. Well, what can you win? Go through and tell them what they can win now again, Julie.
We have an attractive blue tote bag, a wonderful camouflage baseball hat, Education Wins T-shirt, a snazzy big lottery cup, and a Mega Millions keychain that has the numbers in it that you can shake around.
Pick your number.
Pick your number. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's extra, extra cool. Well, you know, before we ask any questions, we're going to have a little conversation here because I want you to know the answer to this before we actually ask the questions. So pay attention for the next few minutes. In about less than 5 minutes, we'll be doing this. But, Julie, now, how much lottery has been appropriated to support South Carolina to students, I guess, since it started?
Yeah, since the start of the lottery through 2011, the General Assembly has appropriated about $2.5
billion.
And
billions?
Billions. And what that means is what the lottery does, we don't decide where the money goes or anything like that. We just raise money and we transfer it, deposit it over into the education lottery account every month. And then at the beginning of the new fiscal year each year, the General Assembly, your representative, decide where it goes, and they distribute it out as they see fit.
Wow. So $2.5 billion.
Billion. Isn't that great?
It used to be million was a lot of dollars.
Right, exactly.
Yes. And now it's billion dollars. So that's a tremendous amount of money. And the money goes to a lot of different sources, doesn't it?
Right. It goes to support scholarships and grants, technology at colleges and universities. It goes to your K-12 school districts, your county libraries. Even school buses have been purchased with lottery proceeds, about 450 school buses.
Wow. Okay, so now, here it comes. It is time.
Oh.
It's time to ask the first question here. Wow. Those that have been listening will know the answer. Jeff is on the phones in there, telephone man. How much lottery proceeds have been appropriated to support education for South Carolina students? It's a big number. Give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. The phones are already ringing. You got a real deal, and I'm going to throw in a McDonald's coupon because you know what? We're loving it. It's so great of you guys to come today.
Oh, thank you. It's really fun.
Yeah.
I selected today because it's my birthday.
And I really like
the station, so.
Oh, yay! We'll have to make sure you get a birthday present at the end. Just happens to be right here in a jewelry store.
I planned it.
That's right. So, anyways, God, October is your birthday. That means your birthstone is opal.
Yes, I know. It's Libra. That's one of my favorite stones. I don't own one single opal, but.
She doesn't own an opal. She has absolutely no jewelry on today, folks. I think she planned it. You're absolutely right. All right. The question was, how much lottery proceeds have been appropriated to support education to South Carolina students? It's a big number, folks. I don't know if we have a winner yet, but 229-7984. You can be the winner if you know the answer to this question. A great tote bag. A camouflage hat, a keychain, I haven't even pulled it, T-shirt, you got it all, and a McDonald's coupon to start off the day tomorrow. So there you go. So much fun, isn't it?
It is.
It is. It's fun to do this kind of stuff. So while we're waiting to see who is our winner, you said that you've had 450 buses have been purchased?
Yes, 450 buses, and not only have the buses been purchased, but lottery proceeds have also been used to help fuel some buses during Katrina when we had a shortage of fuel and it was so expensive, and for maintenance.
Wow. Okay. So there you go. Well, it looks like, guys, we have a winner.
Yay!
And it's a guy, and he probably wanted to win this because
he will love
the hat, the camouflage hat. So, so cool. All right. Randy Owens is our winner, and
Good job, Randy.
He's a contributor.
Excellent.
Yeah, all right. He plays the lottery.
Good luck.
Yeah. Now, the next time, anybody that calls in, we want to know if anybody's won on the lottery right here in our area. That's not the question, but you can answer and tell us that.
Try our new millionaire raffle.
Yes, that's right.
What's the
millionaire raffle?
Well, we have a drawing coming up on November 16th, but until then, you can purchase a raffle ticket, millionaire raffle. It's an online ticket. So you get numbers. We'll draw the numbers at the end. And we have two people who win $1 million as well as some other prizes. But
$1 million.
$1 million. The best odds.
How much does it cost?
$10 ticket.
$10, okay.
Yes, it's the best odds of winning $1 million prize of all the tickets that we offer at the lottery.
Now, yep. How do you guys come up with ideas on what to do? You know, you had, what, Ric Flair, wasn't he doing
yeah.
that?
Woo!
Yeah. You get your picture taken with Ric Flair?
I didn't. Well, we got a lot of Ric Flair pictures.
They're still all over the office.
Yeah.
But we have focus groups that we hold to come up with some see what players like, and we take suggestions. If anybody wants to suggest an idea for a scratcher ticket theme or something, write into our website. And we also look at what other lotteries are doing, because we're not really competitive against each other. We kind of just work with each other and steal each other's ideas all the time. Like a wood ticket, we stole it from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Or we worked with North Carolina.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
You
yeah,
gather
right.
the idea.
All right. Now, you said coming up on November 16th.
November 16th is the drawing for the Millionaire Raffle. We wow. will pick our winners. And on November 17th, that Wednesday, the results will be posted. So you will find out whether or not you're...
So it's not on TV. It's not on
no.
TV.
No, it's not on TV. It will
totally
not be
online.
Aired.
Totally online? Or
It's we draw it at the office. We'll
okay,
draw
right.
it that way. And there's only 500,000 tickets will be sold. So.
That's right. And online, we mean at the terminal.
Oh,
not,
okay.
not,
right. So it's printed
okay.
at the terminal.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. Exactly.
So you won't know until that date whether you're a winner or not.
That's correct.
Okay. So that's just really a month away.
Yes.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's a month away.
It's a good time to go buy your tickets
yes.
and get in the game.
Odds of winning $1 million
okay.
that we have.
Now, how about, any idea how many tickets you've already sold?
I can't remember.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure.
sure
about that, yeah. Well, okay. we just had a drawing, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday for Early Bird.
Mm-hmm.
So those people, we had 10 people win $5,000. So the people who were the early birds, they caught the worm
yeah,
and got $5,000.
Will they still be in
and
that?
And they will still be entered mm-hmm. into that $1 million drawing. So
wow.
they could be double winners.
All right. And when do you have another drawing? Today is Friday another?
Tonight is the Mega Millions game is drawn.
Mega
Millions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And those are on Tuesdays and Fridays is Mega Millions. And Mega Millions is just like Powerball, well, not just like, but just about the same thing. And Powerball is on Wednesday and Friday nights, and those are or Saturday nights, and those are the huge jackpots.
Right. right. So what's the one that's going to be coming up tonight?
Mega Millions.
Mega
tonight.
Millions. Okay. And what can you win in that one?
The jackpot right now, for Mega Millions, I cannot remember.
$72 million.
That's
I think
high.
$72 million. Yeah, it's
and you,
getting
you
up
can
there.
Ask for a mega plier, and that'll increase your chance of winning more money.
Yeah,
it's
wow.
an extra dollar, but good
wow.
chance.
But
wow.
multiply your winnings by 2,
yeah.
3, 4, 5. It sounds pretty good to me.
All right. Well, hey, I tell you what. You know, you said that coming up. Here's the question: what is the date of the final drawing for the Carolina Millionaire Raffle? Now, I'll give you a hint. It's not till November, okay? And what is the date? And it's just a little over a month. I'm helping you out,
Mom. Yeah, giving this stuff away.
Yeah. I'm giving this stuff away. So give us a call right now. When is the date of the final drawing for the Carolina Millionaires Raffle? Woo! Coming up, you could be our winner. Give us a call right now, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. You said tickets to that are
$10.
$10.
$10. That's correct.
Okay. Now, how do we make any? How do you make money on this? I mean, how do they come up with the money to be able to do this?
If sales.
Yeah.
The sales.
Okay.
The sales of the tickets support the prizes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it really works with all our games. All the prizes that we give out are from sales.
Yeah, what, 60-some percent?
62% of each dollar that we raise goes back into the state in prizes.
Wow. Okay. So 62%. So if you give a dollar, 62 cents could come back to you, right?
It goes into the prizes, and then our retailers earn 7 cents of every dollar, and then for every dollar we transfer over about 27 cents, and to operate the lottery keeps 3.9%, and that's really good because we're allowed to keep up to 8%. So we're operating really conservatively.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. Have we had a winner back there?
I heard a winner.
Okay, we've had a winner. What the question was, on what date of the final drawing for the Carolina Millionaire Raffle? You know what? there are a lot of people right now that would like to be millionaires and like to just be able to opt out.
I'd like to win a million.
Except you guys can't win.
No, we're the only people in the state that can't play the lottery officially. Yeah.
Wow, how about that? Well, we're giving away some good stuff here, all right? Okay, Pat Hayes knew that on November 16th is the date for the millionaire raffle. Pat Hayes, he's calling from Limestone College. How about that?
Excellent. And that's great.
Pat Hayes, she is amazed that she won $1,500 back in 2006.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Ding, 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 ding. That is great.
Yeah, she's actually listening on the web from WLMA.net.
Excellent. That's awesome.
Website.
Yeah, exactly. So congratulations, Pat. I hope you'll be coming down here to pick up your bag sometime soon. That's not too far away. Maybe she lives down here. Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, what do you say, guys?
Congratulations. You're a winner.
From the South Carolina lottery. That's why we thought this would be so neat, because, you know, if you've never won from the lottery, today you can
say you are
a winner.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. So, hey, you keep it right here on WLMA. South Carolina News is in progress. We'll be right back. Congratulations to both our winners, Randy Owens, Pat Hayes. Don't go away. We've got more to give away, more questions to ask. We'll be right back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner, your host, Ann Eller. Our special guest is the South Carolina Lottery Girls. And have you checked out your Facebook page today? Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. They're showing me all the new tickets that are coming out for the holidays. What are we going to be playing here, Paulette?
Well, we've got our new holiday instant tickets. They come out on Tuesday, October 26th.
Just around the corner.
Yeah. We're on Halloween.
Yeah, we're ahead of the schedule.
Right. Okay. We got them every price. We got holiday surprise for $1, mint money for $2, winter buck for $5, or greetings of green for $10.
I like
and
the
they have two. Yeah, they're cute. They're really nice looking tickets. And they have a two in
front.
You
sound like you're talking about something that's collectible.
And they have two in from on the ticket, and you give them a gift. So it's a nice little stocking stuffer, or stick them in a car.
What if you gave it away and they won?
That would be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'd be a little sick, but made a great gift, right?
My question would be, if you did something like that and they won lots of money. I'm not talking about $50, but
$200,000 on the greetings of green. Yeah.
Would they give you anything back for giving you
if
that ticket?
If they're a good and generous, kind-hearted person, they would.
That's right.
They should
have the spirit of the season.
Yes, because after all, they wouldn't have had this money if you hadn't gone out and bought this ticket.
There you go.
But you know, the funny thing about the lottery, though, is greed does take over, doesn't it?
Well,
people
are playing because they want to win money.
Right.
Yeah. That's really what it's all about.
Right. It's fun, but ultimately, they want to win
They
something.
Want some money,
So, you know, when we talk about the money, you know, we've just had two winners. We've asked two questions. We've got another question we're going to be asking here in just a second. But what kind of money has come back into Greenwood County off of the lottery?
Well, in lottery proceeds, Greenwood County, and the information I'm about to give doesn't include this last year, so it's more money actually than what I have, but we can't update our databases yet. For Greenwood County alone, about over $6 million has gone to K-12, over 17,000 scholarships have been awarded, and that equates to about $22 million in scholarships.
Just for Greenwood County.
And even the county libraries received nearly $300,000.
So Greenwood County Library received $300,000. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know, but we just opened up our brand new library.
That's exciting.
That's great.
It is a beautiful, beautiful facility. And it's paid for.
Right.
The Greenwood County Library is paid for.
That's
Did they raise money for it?
Yes, that is so good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But that $300,000, I know, definitely helped
bring
the money in to help the lottery, so to help the library, and that's from the lottery. So $300,000 came into the Greenwood County Library System, and that was as of, actually, you said last year.
Right. It doesn't include the last year, but, yeah.
All right, now one more time. Give us that number. Tell us what you can do if you're feeling addicted to the lottery.
You might want to call the South Carolina Gambling Helpline at 1-877-452-5155, or you can visit the website at playresponsiblysc.com.
Play responsibly, okay. Now it's time for a question. You could win. You could win one of these lovely camouflage hats. Scott, how do you like this? I mean, you're a guy. What do you think? Is it cool?
It would look great with your outfit, Scott.
Perfect for hunting, is what Scott says. Yes. Okay, so when you're looking that deer in the eye, right?
Yeah. The last thing it'll see is our logo.
Okay, so here's the question.
Okay. Yeah, that was a ticket.
I don't know if you guys can understand us. We're having a good time here today. But anyways, here's the question to win. How much lottery funding has been appropriated to our brand new Greenwood County Library System? 229-7984. You can win a great bag right here off the lottery. You can say you were a winner.
Exactly.
That's right. Call us right now, 229-7984. Oh, that's exciting. So I wonder if I'm a winner yet. Hey, has anybody checked out our Facebook page today while we're waiting for a winner on Sharp Facets? I don't know. We've got Sharp Facets and then we've got WLMA, but on Sharp Facets, we decided to honor Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Everything in pink is an extra special price off. Is that cool?
Yeah,
that's really
cool.
Nice.
Yeah. So check out our Facebook page, Sharp Facets. Beth has put items up there. I'm not exactly sure where she put our picture for the lottery today, but WLMA, WCRS, check out the picture there. And we are trying to find out if Ann has won anything with the lottery today. Actually, I feel I'm a winner because you guys are here today.
Oh, you're so sweet.
You're
making me blush.
Well, wait till I sing you happy birthday. That's right. It's Julie's birthday today. So, anyways, we're waiting for a winner to see who has won. The question that is, how much lottery funding has been appropriated to the Greenwood County Library System?
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
We have another winner. Woo! Woo-hoo! Okay, his says Paul Timmons, the only time he has ever won. He's going to go buy a ticket today.
Oh, good.
So he feels lucky. That's
excellent.
Right.
Try one of those raffle tickets.
Okay. Well, anyways, Paul Timmons, congratulations. He says, actually, his wife, Pat, will wear the cap.
Oh, excellent.
Good.
Okay. All right. So, Paul, come on down to Sharp Facets
here. What
a nice
guy.
Yeah. You have won yourself a nice package. Now, you get a T-shirt. You also get the keychain, a nice large cup, and this great bag. So, if you keep listening and we keep giving stuff away like we're going to do, you could win one of these. What do you think your odds are of winning here? Are they better than the lottery?
I think these are really good odds here.
They are pretty good odds. We make it easy. We make it fun on Friday. Everybody, of course, is looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And, of course, tonight you said it is going to be a, what, Mega Millions drawing tonight? Is that right,
Paulette? That's correct. Yep. Mega Millions drawing tonight. $72 million.
Win. So I guess we haven't had any winners in a while, right? I mean, if $72 million, I mean.
It's been increasing for a while.
Now, do y'all ever coordinate lotteries from other states, or do we just keep South Carolina totally separate?
We are part of an association of lotteries, NASPL, and it's lotteries from all over the country that have joined. And we meet periodically throughout the year, different departments and different groups, and we work together to come up with new ideas and see what's going on with the industry and things like that.
Okay. Yeah. So, but do you, you know, some states are doing, like, coordinate, you know, several state lotteries. We don't do that, do we?
No, we don't. But the Mega Millions and the Powerball, they are multi-state games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Powerball, it's not just South Carolina that's in it. It's just about every lottery.
Well, right. That's what allows the jackpots to get so high.
Yeah.
So it's not just South Carolinians contributing.
Right, exactly.
They wouldn't need the gambling help.
Right, yeah, they got that on. That's correct.
All right. Well, we are talking about some of where the winnings have gone. We've talked about the big, big lottery coming up on November 16th. It's the Carolina Millionaire Raffle. Now, is that one that is just for South Carolinians?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
It's just in South Carolina, so your odds are really good.
Okay. All right.
And the fact there's only 500,000 tickets being sold. So it makes it even better.
Yeah.
Well, it's better odds. Powerball is like
1 in 95?
Yeah, I think it's like 994 million. Something crazy.
Really cool.
So you've got a 1 in 500,000 chance, right? If you only bought one ticket,
I think it's
with that.
1 in 250 because there's two top prizes.
Two? Okay.
I can find it.
Oh, okay.
One in 250,000
because it's two.
The more tickets you buy, the more opportunity you have.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Now, again, is this something you can buy at your local retailer?
That's correct.
Okay.
Any retail that sells a lottery.
Okay.
Can buy that.
Now, one of my questions is, you know, we're always curious about winners and everything, and you say sometimes people do want to have their names exposed, and sometimes they want to keep it private. They're afraid everybody will be asking for money, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's correct.
Yeah. But if somebody wins the lottery, one of the things that I know that they do take care of if somebody owes child
support. Right.
Yeah.
We take that out of the prizes. If they're back in taxes or if they owe child support, we take it out of the prizes. And there have been people that actually come to the claim center to get their prize, and they don't walk away with any money because they were so back in taxes.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
And, of course, your normal 25% federal tax and 7% state.
Sure. All right. Now, but in our area, though, in the Green, have we had any really big winners? I know we have winners all the time, you know, but
right.
have you had
right.
any really big winners that you remember?
Not in recent time that I can recall.
So we're due.
Yeah, you're due.
Yeah,
we're due
probably.
To have a big winner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's hope.
Absolutely. All right. Well, listen, it's time for us to come up with another question here to ask you about. And I think the question is going to be, what will the question be? Ah, okay, I know. This question is there a website devoted exclusively to problem gambling? You don't have to give me the name. You just have to know, is there a website to promote for problem gambling? Give us a call right now, 229-7984. That's an easy one. Paulette's been talking about it.
Yeah.
You just know the answer. What? You don't have to know what the website is. You just have to know, is there a website for problem gambling that has to do with the lottery? And we've already got a winner. I knew that would be an easy one. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors.
Awesome,
don't you go away.
Happy days, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Eller. Our special guest today, South Carolina Lottery Girls. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're going to be putting this up on the website, so all the winners will be exposed on the website. We'll do a podcast on this afterwards.
Cool.
So if you guys want to go back and listen to it, that would be too cool. But the question was, is there a gambling helpline toll-free number? And the answer was, yes, there is. In fact, Daryl Winters knew the answer, and he goes, do you get something extra for knowing the number? And yes, Daryl, you
Good
are
job,
going
Darryl.
To get, absolutely, you are going to get a free appetizer from Ruby Tuesday.
Yum.
Yay. Along with your bag.
That's
great.
Is that great?
That's a good prize.
That's right. So come on down here to Sharp Facets Gallery. You'll get a free appetizer from Ruby Tuesdays. You get this great gift bag, and you knew the telephone number. I was afraid to ask that. I thought that was too much to ask.
Yeah.
Until you told me that.
Right.
It's on
the back of tickets.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. It's on everything the lottery puts out. because it's so important.
Right.
That's right. In fact, I think we're playing your ads right now, and that is one of the, doesn't it have the telephone number on
exactly.
the ad? We could have played the ad and then asked the question, I guess.
That would have been good.
Exactly. But anyways, we're here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We're having a good time today. When we first started the show today, you have a 50-50 chance of getting this question right. One of the girls sitting here, it is their birthday today.
I wonder
who it is. Is it Paulette or is it Julie? Listen, call us right now. They said, okay, Ann, I'd be glad to use my birth date today.
You bet. Give away something. I love giving away stuff.
So here's the question. Whose birthday is it today, Paulette or Julie? Call us right now, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. It's not a lottery question, but it's an appropriate question. That's right.
Good.
Okay, so give us a call right now, 229-7984. I do hear the phone ringing, and we do have a winner. I guess we already have a winner. I guess they know that it's Julie's birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday, Julie!
I'm going to Carowinds.
You're going to Carowinds?
Yes, tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's pretty cool. Got any other big plans? Or?
No, I'm going out to eat with my parents. You know, big, exciting life of a single girl.
Well, it says here, I remember when you sent me your bio, when not at work, Julie enjoys working up a good sweat at the gym.
Oh, yeah. She's there before dawn.
Yeah.
That's why you've decided to let your hair go curly, right?
Yeah, I don't have to wash it that way. I just go to work with it sweaty.
Who won? Joseph Smith? Okay, well,
good
Joe
job,
Smith.
Joseph.
Joe Smith. Actually, Joe Smith's picture is right over there. He's one of our radio players. He just won a tote bag here. That just shows Joe that persistence does pay off, and listening and paying attention definitely has its benefits.
Yes, that's why they teach it to you in kindergarten.
All right, Joe Smith, come on down. Get your South Carolina Education Lottery hat, bag, tote bag, T-shirt, big cup, and keychain. So this is fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. We're having a great time.
Yeah.
So what would you guys like to talk about? We've been kind of having cutting up here and everything, but on the serious side, what would we like to talk about?
Well, I always get a lot of calls, since I'm the Beneficiary Communications Coordinator, from people that are looking for information on lottery scholarships and grants. They tell me, you know, their plans for education and what they'd like to do. But the lottery, we don't award or administer the scholarships and grants that we are funding supports. And we support about 6 different scholarships: the Palmetto Fellows, Life Hope Need-Based Grant, Lottery Tuition Assistance, and the National Guard College Tuition Assistance Program. But if you would like to apply or find out information on that, what you need to do is contact the Commission on Higher Education. Their website is che.sc.gov. And they have their contact information there, the outline for all the scholarships, historical data on scholarships in higher education in the state. And they'll have information on other financial aid opportunities, too, so not just lottery. And that's a great resource for students that are in high school right now and are planning for their future college education, or people who are maybe at mid-stage of their life and have been laid off or something or want to start a new career. They can benefit from lottery tuition assistance to go to a technical college in the state. And for that,
well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very good. That's a great program for people, because you can be a full or part-time student to receive the lottery tuition assistance, and that's great for maybe a single parent or something that needs to split their time between work, home, and education, so that they can be a part-time student and change their life and improve it.
That's right. You know, the lottery does do a lot of good things.
Mm-hmm.
It does do a lot of good things. There are those that say the lottery isn't a good thing. Well,
right.
What do you think? What do you think? I mean,
well,
I know
everybody has their own opinion, and I just have spoken with so many students and families that have been positively impacted by the financial aid opportunities that we provide. I've spoken to students who are the first in their family to go to college because they were able to receive one of our scholarships, and that is just a touching story whenever you meet someone like that, where they're so thankful for that financial aid that they themselves break down when you're talking to them. So it's wonderful when you find out things like that.
What would we have going on if we didn't have the lottery?
Excuse me.
Sorry, Julie.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Well, the lottery.
I make her talk a lot.
I know. No, the lottery, what's very good about the money that we raise and deposit into the education lottery account is that it cannot take the place of funding from the general fund. It's just an added benefit to the state. So the lottery, it can't take the place of things that come directly out of the general fund. We're just an added benefit. And the statute, the lottery statute, states that the funds that we provide can only be used for education. They can switch it around and fund different things within education, but they can't decide one year that they're short in funding for roads and go out and pave new highways with the lottery money. And that's very good.
Kind of like what happened with Social Security, though, right? You know,
something,
Social Security,
yeah.
They just robbed it and kept putting IOUs.
Exactly.
You're saying that cannot happen.
Right. It has to go for education. If you'd like more money to go to K-12 or something like that, contact your local representatives. Maybe they'll decide to appropriate more money for K-12 education. But as long as it goes to education, that's a good thing. That's what the lottery's here for.
That's right. So, okay, we are almost out of time. Looks like we have time for one more question. And here it is, the final question. Here it is.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, listen up here. Who is responsible for awarding lottery-funded scholarships and grants? And for an extra bonus, what is their website? So who is responsible?
Bonus.
That's right. Who is responsible for awarding lottery-funded scholarships and grants? And what is their website? Two, an extra bonus if you know the answer to the second part, but you can be a winner with just the first part. I hear the phones ringing back there, so we'll see who's going to win that. You know, this is a lot of fun to have you guys here.
Great.
What do you think, Paulette? This is your first time up here.
Yeah, this is fun. I'm enjoying myself.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And, of course, let's give out that website one more time for those that maybe get a little obsessive about lottery.
Okay. It's playresponsiblysc.com, phone number 877-452-5155. And when you're playing in life and we just want you to have fun, play smart and play responsibly.
That's right. So do it right. Do it right. Don't overdo it. If you do overdo it, though, give them a call. There is a human there, I understand.
There
24
is.
Hours a day.
24 hours a day.
What's that number again?
877-452-5155.
You know, we've had a lot of great winners today. Got Joe Smith is one of our winners, Randy Owens, Daryl Winters, Pat Hayes, Paul Timmons. I
Good.
Know we've had a
Yay.
Winner for this last one. Thank goodness you brought enough bags here today. But we are almost out of time. I hope we're going to get that card back here so that I can announce our final winner.
I think we got a winner.
Who is
here
responsible?
Here
there
comes.
We go. All right.
Keep
Who is
running.
Responsible? Yes. Who? I need a ticket for it, though. Beth Wainwright. Beth
Yay,
Wainwright, congratulations.
Beth.
Congratulations.
Ding, 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 ding. A bag to share or a bag to keep for yourself.
Right.
Way.
There you go.
Well, listen, gals, it's been great having you here today. I know people are wondering, did I win the lottery or not? Go
yeah.
to our Facebook page and check it out. The answer is there. I'm not telling you because I just don't want everybody to know. But check it out on WLMA, WCRS. Congratulations to all our winners. Come by here at Sharp Fastest Gallery. We will be here all day the rest of today. Let me just say this. This is WLMA, WCRS. No, this is just WLMA right here in Greenwood right now. Tomorrow morning, we will be doing a promotion, actually a fundraiser for the Humane Society. We are everything that we buy in gold and diamonds, everything that we sell in jewelry, we're giving 10% to the Humane Society.
Wow.
Starts at 9 o'clock. They'll be here with dogs and cats and having a good time out front. Come by and enjoy and give 10%. It doesn't cost you a thing. So if you've said to yourself, I wish I could help the Humane Society, but I just don't have the money to spare, bring us that gold and diamonds or come make a purchase. It doesn't cost you anything. You get the total benefit of your purchase or of what you're selling. We, at the end of the day, will give 10% to the Humane Society. So, gals, so great for you guys to be here.
Thank
well, thank
you so
you
much.
So
it
much.
Was fun.
All right, here it goes. Happy birthday to
oh.
you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Julie.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yay. All right. Hey, that's going to do it. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Ann.